This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, March 18. Jesus brings us into truth. Our reading comes from John chapter 14 and chapter 18. Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way?" Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. If you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you." "You are a king then," said Pilate. Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. In fact, the reason I was born and came into the world is to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me." It is sometimes hard to face the truth, especially when the truth is that we have messed up. Instead, we make excuses. We think we are exceptional. "I didn't really mean it that way. I thought it would be okay if," and so on. But the truth is the truth, and Jesus is the truth. The worst thing we can do is to ignore or deny this absolute and final truth, that Jesus is the one and only Son of God who saves sinners. Though the truth about God's nature and presence is clear to all, people tend to suppress it. We are all guilty of doing this. When we recognize the truth, we don't like what we see, so we think it isn't true for us, or that it doesn't matter. But the truth does matter. Lying to ourselves matters, and it matters most if we lie to ourselves about God. Today we live in a media storm of falsehoods. Many, many voices today lie or bend the truth to suit their own views or preferences. But beyond all the deceptions in this world, the final authority is God in Jesus, the truth himself. Believe what he says and believe that he died and rose again, so that you may have life everlasting. Pray with me. Dear Jesus, forgive us for our lies. We lie to try to prove we are right. We lie to try to make ourselves look good. Forgive us, especially if we lie about who you are and what you have done. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.